Illegal alien serves a year in prison for killing father of 10. By John Binder on January 27, 2020. An illegal alien freed into the United States by former President Obama's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has been deported from the country after serving only a year in prison for causing a crash that killed a father of 10. On April 3, 19-year-old Jose Orlando Vasquez Guillen, an illegal alien from El Salvador, was driving drunk in St. Paul, Minnesota, with a blood alcohol level of about 0.149, nearly double the legal limit, when he crashed into Mark O'Gara. O'Gara, husband to his wife Liana, father of 10, and grandfather of 6, was killed in the crash. O'Gara also leaves behind his brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, and friends. Vasquez Guillen took a plea deal in December 2019. Pleading guilty to alcohol-related criminal vehicular homicide, and rather than serving a 3-year prison sentence, the illegal alien was sentenced to time served after serving a year in prison. Today, Vasquez Guillen is back in El Salvador after being deported on January 20. At the time of the deadly crash, Breitbart News obtained records revealing how the Obama administration released Vasquez Guillen in March 2016 after being taken into custody for illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border 2 months before as an unaccompanied minor. Like millions of other border crossers and illegal aliens, Vasquez Guillen was supposed to show up in immigration court but never did. In August 2016, an immigration judge ordered him deported, but he never left the U.S. Every year, about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens, according to an analysis by Representative Mo Brooks, RL. Of the roughly 150,000 federal inmates in Bureau of Prisons custody, more than 40,000 are illegal aliens, indicating that more than 25% of the federal prison population came to the U.S. illegally. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.